You'll find some of the longest lasting automotive batteries in the business. Look for the Interstate Batteries dealer nearest you by visiting interstatebatteries.com today.
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's America Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person's going to make in their life, yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie. That's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie.
You'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to.
You're all in your cars, you know this. So you sing along, nobody will care. People in the other cars won't care.
But I'm not afraid.
It's okay. Who cares if they know what you're doing?
Here's a quarter. Could you, like, buy me one of those, you know, those things you put in your thing when you, you know, got your thing?
Boom, 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 boom.
I don't know what that is.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller.
You folks listening, you know the feeling, you're in the
gold
car.
Dust at my
you're laughing.
Feet.
The person next
on
to you is not.
Side of the street.
They're called losers because they're not listening. Anybody who doesn't listen to this show is a loser. There it is. That's simple.
Right out in the open.
Right out in the open, Dan. Good afternoon. It's almost like spring. It's nice outside. A little windy, but not cold wind. Good afternoon and welcome to what we call the large morning show in the afternoon, even though it's now the medium-sized show in the afternoon. It's not worth all the trouble to go through changing.
Change all the billboards.
Yeah, the TV commercials.
Ad campaigns.
Yeah, we'll just leave it the large morning show in the afternoon. It's hard to believe, but here we are on the seventh day of January. Whew! Incredible. Time goes so fast. 7th day of January, 2016, which is getting a little... I have to remember to say 2016, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
It's the 3rd of June.
It's the 3rd.
Yep.
I have a hard time remembering her name, Bobby Gentry, but I had to think about it for a minute. I always want to say Billy Joe Gentry, but it's Bobby Gentry.
Oh, it was Billy Joe McAllister.
That's off. The reason I did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And did she have any other hits? Was that it for her?
I think that was it. I don't know of any other. Bobby Gentry.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't today.
Ooh. Dan, if you do, you got the whole stage.
Wow.
You don't either?
No, I was trying to.
I don't have to close it because it's not open. I'm sorry, folks.
I thought I did, but I can't remember.
Folks, I'm sorry. I know how much you folks look forward to the Burke segment.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry to disappoint you. What we're going to do today, this is Thursday, we're going to take certainly calls. In fact, right away, if you want. I think tomorrow I'm going to go see this. And, boy, it's a tough name. And I can't Leonardo DiCaprio, but the Renovant. You know what? It's not a word that I've ever even heard before.
I know.
It means back from the dead or something.
Oh.
The Revenant. I think it's...
Revenant.
Okay, Revenant, yeah. And I'm going to try to maybe see this tomorrow afternoon because it opens tomorrow. And everything I can read or see about this movie, this just screams Academy Award for this guy. Because this performance, by all accounts, you talk about somebody putting everything into a performance and not taking shortcuts and wanting it to be real. It's real to the point that he almost lost some fingers and toes and froze to death. And they said the crew... One of the most miserable movie shoots that any crew probably has ever been part of, because it wasn't computer-generated ice. They were in miserable conditions to shoot this. So the Revenant, if nothing else, it's given us all a new word to learn. We will take your calls. We will talk about anything. See, that's the beauty of having a show where the people bringing it to you have no idea what they're doing and have no plan and no direction. We just say, call us. And you set the tone for the show. So here we go. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from a cell phone, and you all have them, and most of you will be calling from them, *KTRS. We welcome Tom. Tom, how are you?
Hi, Frank, gang.
Tom, everybody. Hey, Tom. Thank you very much, Tom. What can we do for you?
All right. You guys were talking about buying silver, gold like that from coin shops for investments.
Well, a listener brought it up.
Yeah.
We're not experts on it. But
okay. Over here in O'Fallon, Illinois, I went to a coin shop there when silver was $20 an ounce. I was going to buy some for investment purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, it was $3 an ounce to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And $2 an ounce to sell it.
Okay.
So you was already, if you paid 20 an ounce and bought it and brought it back the next day, you was already lost $5 an ounce.
Well, you generally don't do investments that way. You don't buy one day and sell the next day. That, you hold on to things.
Right, but I'm still saying you're 25% down when you walked out the door.
Well, right, but you should know that and come back 3 years later when it's doubled.
That's what you would have to hope it would do.
And that's
right?
What I did, and I bought silver, and I quadrupled my money, but I sat on it for 12 years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's something that you can't jump into and jump right out of.
No, and I think that's true of most things. People need to just buy it and chill out and walk away and let it do its thing. And you'll either win or lose.
Something like that, you have to.
I agree.
Buy it and take it back the next day and break even.
I agree with you.
Okay, thank you.
Tom, thank you. Happy New Year.
All right.
I think we'll say Happy New Year today. This will be our last day. It's kind of old news after that. Well, I'm guessing, once again, Dan has misspelled the name because he says that this person's name is Senor or Senor. I think it's Seymour.
Yeah, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Seymour.
Hallelujah.
Seymour.
I thought about a guy today, and I think you were on the radio with him years ago. But this guy had the most infectious laughs, your humor, I ever heard in my life. And I think his name was Robert the Country Fox. Is he still with us?
He is still with us. He still has that laugh.
Oh, man.
He still has that voice. And he's alive and well. And I could not agree with you more. I have never in my life
known
a guy who could laugh, and in 5 seconds, I'm laughing just at his laugh.
I remember sitting in my kitchen years ago, and you hit him on. I had coffee coming out of my nose.
No, he loved to laugh, too.
Oh.
And it was genuine. If he thought something was funny, he's one of those guys that would rear back in the chair and let it rip. And he enjoyed laughing.
Oh, he was amazing.
No, he
Dad,
was...
And I remember you telling a story about you almost got thrown out of the KC Hall in St. Paul, Missouri.
Oh, no, not that story again. St. Paul, Missouri, the guy tried to kick me out, but I wouldn't go. We had 600 people there, and here's the good news. That guy's dead. Yeah, his name was John something, and thank goodness he's dead.
Yeah. All right.
All right, senor. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll say, Frank, you better off.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, this guy's listened a while. That was the punchline to a joke that was the favorite joke of the guy that used to run this place. When I first came here 18 and a half years ago, Ted Dorsey, that was his favorite joke. And the punchline was, you better off. And there's a reason for that accent. Let me talk to Dave. Dave, how are you?
Hey, good. Excuse me. AM and the PM, buddy.
Thank you, Dave.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I got two questions to ask of you, and if you could answer them after... I get done with the second one so I can turn the radio on back on and listen.
Sure.
First of all, how come, and you probably have approached this before, but how come 550 out here in Clinton County, Illinois, at 4:44 p.m. just goes down to nothing and we can't even get it anymore?
Okay, because...
That's my first question.
Let me answer that one first. You may answer that one now because I can.
Okay.
It's official sunset. The FCC says that when it's, and sunset comes earlier, obviously, in the winter than it does in the summer.
And it's 5 o'clock now. It has moved from 4:45 to 5.
You'll notice that when we get into July, August, that doesn't happen till almost 9 o'clock. And it's all about official sunset. We have to change the direction of our signal.
Yeah, to protect the station.
Because other radio stations don't cut back. That's why I was wondering.
Yes, some do and some don't. And here's the deal. Okay. If you are what's called a clear channel station, WLW, another station here in town, WLS in Chicago, there's not another station in the country on that exact same frequency. There are other 550s, and what happens is at night, AM signals go farther. They bounce. They skip. And if we didn't do that, we'd step on each other. You'd pick up little fringes and bits and pieces of some other 550. So we all have to change the direction or power so we don't step on each other.
And there is a 550 in Ohio that we have to protect, because if we go, our signal is actually the strongest daytime signal in St. Louis.
Yes, and if we left it that way at night, we'd step on several stations.
Yeah, and then
would be okay, so we could hear you guys.
Well, the FCC
would be okay for them.
The FCC wouldn't like it, and the station could lose their license.
So that's the answer. And the good news: the summer that occurs later.
Okay.
And what is question number two that you want to hang up and hear the answer to?
How come with the technology that we have today, with the radios and so forth, how come we can't? They don't put, like in the vehicles, a way to pick up TV channels so you can at least listen to the audio of the TV.
Well, you can to some degree. I on XM Sirius satellite, right? You said you want to hang up and hear the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you for the call. You can hang up and I'll give you the answer. They don't make a radio per se that has bands, satellite, AM, FM, but you can go to, for example, Sirius XM and listen to the Today Show. There's a channel, Channel 118. You listen to Today Show, the audio. You can listen to CNN. You can listen to Fox. You're listening to the TV broadcast. Now, you can't, as far as I know, there's not a way in the... Well, you know what? Yes, there is. Here at 6 o'clock, you can listen to the Channel 2 newscast.
Yeah.
So, with limitations, you can do that. He has a good point, though. I wonder why.
And they used to. We used to have a shower radio had a band.
TV band. I did, too.
A TV band, yeah.
But I've not seen one in a car. And he has a great point, though, because why not? Why not, if I'm on the road on Sunday and I only listen to CBS Sunday Morning, which you don't have to really see a lot of it?
I wonder if it's because of the, I don't know if this is true or not, because of the digital signal the TV stations are putting out now. I mean, that could have something to do with it, but I don't know.
Well, then how can we have Channel 2 on at 6 o'clock? It must not have much to do with it.
Well,
how can I listen to CNN and Fox News and Discovery and all this other stuff on a satellite radio? I think you could put anything up a satellite and listen to it. And
probably.
Quite frankly, I don't know why somebody doesn't do what he says. Give you the option of listening to any TV station.
Yeah.
Now, I get where they might not want you to hear the audio of the ones you have to pay for. Like, they don't want you listening to
HBO
or some documentary, where most documentaries, if you listen to them, you'd get it. You wouldn't have to see much. So I get that, because those are pay channels. But I think he has a good question. Let me go to... now, according to Dan's spelling, this is Eliabeth or Eliabeth. How are you, Eliabeth?
Oh, you got something's going on with your screen because it's Elizabeth.
It. Yeah, that's here. It. It's my screen.
No, it is. I have E on here.
Well, we have E, Dan, but it's E L I A, Eliabeth.
Oh, okay.
Eliabeth, what can we do for you?
I will get my name right.
I think I can handle that. Elizabeth, there you go.
There you go. I'm doing really well. How are y'all doing?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Good.
We're doing really well, Elizabeth. How are
I'm A in the PM.
Thank you very much. She's A in the PM. She's almost completely there. How can we help you?
Well, yesterday I called, and you said that you were going to watch the, I think it was the fourth episode of Making a Murderer, and I wondered if you watched it.
I haven't, and I'll tell you why. My first exposure to it was Monday night, and I watched three episodes. Tuesday night, I gave in to my gambling addiction, and I didn't get home and get to bed till yesterday morning at 7 o'clock. So that night was shot, and then last night we had our get-together with the people who are going to Jamaica with us, and I got to tell you something. I know this is of little interest to people who aren't going. maybe the nicest group of people ever, and what a terrific little get-together we had. So that shot last night. And then tonight is sex night. Well, no, wait, hold it. Hold on. What month is this?
January.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. So I might get to watch tonight, the fourth episode.
Oh,
no,
that'd be good.
I haven't seen it yet, but I hear 4 and 5 and 6 are really, really good.
They are good. Yeah, I watched 6 last night, and it was very good. And I gotta stop watching them late at night because I end up going to bed mad because there's too many questions I have. But I was wondering if you watched it and if you are getting caught up in it. Like
I'm already caught up in it, and I haven't watched the fourth one yet. But I'm still caught up in it.
All right. Well, I'll call back and check in.
All right, Eliaba. Thank you.
Have a nice afternoon.
You too. There goes one of our good listeners, Eliaba. And we don't have many with that name.
No.
A very unusual name. Steve, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm AM in the PM.
That's why you're pretty good. How can we help you?
Well, I was just going to mention Bobby Joe McAllister was the one that jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge, allegedly.
No, it was Billy Joe McAllister.
Bobby Gentry.
Yeah.
Bobby
yeah,
Gentry
is the
singer.
It might be Bobby Gentry who sang the song.
It is Bobby Gentry.
Okay, but it's Billy Joe McAllister was the one that jumped off the bridge.
Right, we said that earlier.
Oh, okay. It sounded like it wasn't clarified before. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to talk to Carrie Vale, too.
Yeah, hang on. Let me get her. She's off today.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. She's off
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Been on vacation for about 3 or 4, about 5 or 6 years.
I'm amazed at how many people think that's actually still funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first guy that did it, it's still okay. And who are we to say don't keep doing the same routine?
Right. Yeah.
We who
you
do
have
the
no ground
cheese every day mm-hmm. and 3rd of June and Paul Harris, Paul Harvey. Who are we to say? Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm AM in the PM, and happy belated New Year.
You too, and lots of people are. How can we help you?
I wanted to tell you, I was going to call you the other night, but I was one of those Jose nights, and I couldn't get through. I was on my iPad on the Internet, and there was a petition going around to get this guy pardoned from that series on Netflix.
Right, it's a huge petition.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and I haven't watched it yet. But I'll tell you what, I listen to you guys, as you know, all the time. I call in quite a bit. But I've got to get this. I've got cable at home.
Well, if you have access to Netflix, I'll just take look. Everybody who said this about Breaking Bad was right. Mm-hmm. Everybody who mm-hmm. said it about Bloodline was right. Which, by the way, if you get Netflix, you have to do Bloodline. And everybody who said it about this Making a Murderer was absolutely right. Just be prepared. Give yourself at least 3 hours because you're not going to watch one episode. You're just not.
That's what I hear. And I also wanted to tell you about, I don't know if I told you before, but I used to work at a dealership that's no longer in business. I'm not going to say who it was.
Well, that could be one of about 10, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I worked with a guy that you know really well, and I wanted to mention his name.
Okay.
Bill Coffey.
I don't know him really well. I haven't seen him for many, many, many years, but yes, I know him, and I used to work with him.
Did you know he beat prostate cancer?
I don't. I like I said, I've had no contact with Bill for many, many years. But
I know.
Good for him.
But we used to talk about you and just laugh. He is one of your biggest fans, and so am I.
Yeah.
Well, we had some great war stories. I'm not going to go into all that. But anyway, Bill's always said good things about you, and I just wanted you to know he beat prostate cancer.
Hey, guys, do get breast cancer. By the way,
yeah. Well, that's true. Anyway, he beat Buzz. I said it.
Anyway,
prostate cancer.
That's all right. That's all good
all
for
right.
him.
Anyway,
I'm glad to hear
you guys. Talk right. to you soon.
Thank you. He did it again. Hit him again.
Anyway.
He did it again. He tried to slip. He didn't. And he even was aware that he had done it, and he did it. Let me get Robert in here before we break. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing? AM in the PM, everybody.
Thank you.
You know, like I was saying a second ago about the AM radio, man, you know, to this day, I'm in my late 50s, and sometimes at night, man, I still just push through the AM dial one little click at a time just to see what kind of stations I can pick up from other parts of the country, man.
Yeah, it's usually disappointing, and you realize there's nothing out there that's any better than this, really. But, it's kind of fun late at night to hear Detroit or, New Orleans. It's kind of WLW Cincinnati. Radio across the country has become, the talent pool, I think, has become diluted. It's just weaker, and a lot of younger people who don't really, they shouldn't be on the air, and older people like us who shouldn't be on the air. It's just, I don't know, it's not what it used to be, but what is? You know?
Yeah, I hear you, man. It seems like now it's just a bunch of rip and read, man. Read what they throw in front of you. Anyway, man, I just wanted to call. I heard this hilarious joke, man. I wanted to share it with you.
All right, man.
You had heard it before. Is that okay?
All right, man. Yeah, man. Go ahead.
All right, well, thank you very
much. You're welcome, man.
A man from Texas says to a man who's going to the University of Harvard, he kindly asks him, hey, where are you from? And the guy from Harvard replied, I'm from where we don't end our sentences with prepositions. So the guy from Texas says,
where are you from, butthead, a-hole, whatever you want. Yeah, got it. Let me just read it. We do it as a blonde joke.
All right, right on, man. What's cool, Frank? Hey, guys, have a good night, man.
All right, man. All right, man. See you.
Yeah, man.
See you, man.
Man, he was like...
You just said, man. He was like...
Did I?
It's contagious.
He was like the... What was that guy? Boonauer on...
Boonauer.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on there, man?
Tell you what, man. I'm dang old man.
Yeah.
Was that King of the Hill?
Yeah. Yeah.
And was that... That's Hank Hill.
It was one of his friends, yeah.
Boonauer, yeah.
What happened to that show? I like it. My God, Bobby. I could even do a pretty good Hank Hill. We ought to do, you know what we ought to do? We should do, we have plenty of time for next Christmas, Scrooge or Wonderful Life or whatever.
One of our Christmas
as
plays.
All the characters we can do. Some we don't do that well, but Dan could have Brokaw's voice in there, Jack Nicholson. My God, are they going to close the building and loan? You know, and then you could do, Jay Leno could be in there. I'm telling you, we might have something.
Yeah, we could.
We just have to decide which ones are at least... pretty good. I'm very limited.
So you have
I got
Bill,
Hank, I got Hill and Clinton.
Bill Clinton and
and we could throw in a scene where wait, it sounds like the voice from the grave of John Kennedy. And
Marlon Brando.
Brando.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to rewrite it that they are talking to the spirits. Oh, Scrooge. He talks to three spirits. Here comes the spirit of gangster movies past.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit Brando.
Yeah. Well, there's three spirits, but then there was one. His partner, Marley, visited him first.
Yes.
So there's four spirits total.
Bob Marley. He was a reggae, and he was his partner.
Yes,
and he
Bob Marley.
That. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Hey, man.
One line.
My God, Dan, you're not funny. Well, if I'm going to do it, I guess I'll just stay in character. You know, my boy Bobby came to me and he said, Daddy, I want to be a traffic reporter. And I said, well, my God, Bobby, that doesn't pay any money. And here's a man who can attest to that, Tim Weiland. Tim?
That's great.
Am I right or am I right?
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. You got to do it for the love of the job, that's for sure. All right, we are looking at an accident on eastbound Highway 270 at McDonald. Now, it looks like they may have a lane block, but you're backing up to Highway 370. Northbound 170 at Natural Bridge, a crash into the median wall has the left lane blocked, and right now we're backed up to about Midland, and it looks like southbound 270, just a little bitty slow pocket right around Marshall Road. And this traffic report brought to you by KFC. KFC's popcorn chicken nuggets are made with 100% white meat, because 100% white meat is mathematically impossible. KFC, it's finger-licking good. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay, I'll stop. I can't get out of it. Now, if Hank Hill...
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not going to do it. Is it the blinker? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let me hit the blinking light. And magically appearing is John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to think of that. Oh, I know what it was. Yesterday when John, and he rarely does this, he broke into song and he started singing that Green Acres thing. And when he did it, Dan and I remembered the lyrics.
Yeah.
And there's no, it's one of those strange things about your mind. Why would I have ever, and I haven't, sung the Green Acres theme for 40 years, yet we still, both of us remembered it.
Remember the
words? We remembered all the lyrics.
You guys are borderline geniuses.
I don't think it's borderline. I think we are probably way over the genius line.
Don't get carried away.
Yeah, right, we're amazing.
Now, John, let me share this with you. Last night, I'm lying in bed, and I always have a tough time going to sleep. Something popped in my head for no reason. Nothing that I can think of reminded me of it. It's just something that I remember in high school or late years of grade school that I learned from some other kids and I cannot believe I remember it, and here it is. And it's just some stupid, here we go, and you guys have to tell me if you ever remember this as a kid. One dark night in the middle of the day, two dead boys got up to play. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. Two deaf policemen heard the noise and came to kill the two dead boys. If you don't believe my story is true, ask the blind man. He saw it too.
Wow. Never heard that.
It's ridiculous. And I cannot believe, I've not said those words since I was a kid, and I can't believe I
have never heard that.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody would have. No. Maybe it's a Tennessee hillbilly thing. Maybe it was just down there.
Yeah. You have it written down. You just read that.
No, I didn't. Did I, Peon?
No, he didn't. Down.
What are they going to say?
They're going to tell the truth because they have contracts. No. They have contracts with me. I'll read you a portion of this. They both signed the same contract. Here, page 7. Hang on.
You know, it's easy for you to do that because I'm not in the studio to see what's going on.
Well, if we were on channel 11.2, you could look at it.
Yeah.
Here it says, if ever there's an occasion in the studio when either you or Dan, this is Peon's contract, have an opportunity to confirm whether or not Frank is telling the truth, always, and it's in uppercase, be completely honest. Never lie or fib on Frank's behalf. If you do, it will result in immediate termination. That's what it says.
Yeah.
And John, right out of the contract.
I think we're frankly hurt because we would take every opportunity to throw Frank under the bus.
They do. Yeah, they do. So they would tell you if I read that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Greek alphabet. I remember it. I learned it when I was 18. Never have needed it, never used it, and can still say it. It's absolutely worthless to me. And Peon, do that thing you did with, was it pronouns or what?
It was helping verbs, and this had to be third or fourth grade. I had to learn this, and I can still
rattle them off. This is unbelievable. Helping verbs. Go ahead.
Have, has, had, do, does, did, be, been, am, as, are, was, were, can, could, shall, should, will, would, may, might, must, become, became, appear, seem, feel like.
Did you learn that from Conjunction Junction? Conjunction Junction, what's that function?
It was a teacher that taught us that, and it stuck for some reason.
All right, here's how we remembered how to spell the word arithmetic. A red Indian thought he might eat tomatoes in church.
Whoa.
That's how you spell arithmetic.
That's
A-R-I, a red Indian. Get it?
And then the planets in order, it was my very extravagant mother just sold us 9 pizzas. That's the planets, you know, the first letter, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Earth, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
No, we can say, John, it's okay, we can say Uranus.
Yeah, what? It's not Uranus.
No, it's not Uranus. It's a planet, so we can say it. Yeah. So how are you doing? Don't you remember any little thing that you had to learn,
a shortcut
to remember something in school?
There once was a man from Nantucket.
No, it's not the same thing.
Certainly you remember how to remember the colors in the color spectrum. Red, orange, yellow. If you see a rainbow in order, it's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Now, you remember how to remember that, don't you?
No, I don't, Frank. Tell me.
This is sad.
You know, I don't either.
This is sad.
Oh, I do.
Roy G. Biv.
Yes.
R-O-Y-G. Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet.
Wow.
That's how you remember the order of the colors in the rainbow.
I remember learning how to play guitar. Every good boy does fine. And
F-A-C-E.
Face.
Yeah. I remember that. I don't know anything about music.
Yeah.
It's your turn, John. You have to remember something in school.
No, I'll remember a thing.
How sad.
Too much about. I'm just too into taking care of my customers.
Well, you weren't when you were 10.
Radios, you know, and making sure that when the AM and the PM crowd is here, they don't want to hear me reciting from grade school. And they just want to shake the hand that has shook the hand of Frank O. Opinion.
Our music teacher made us learn the Hardin County theme song in Hardin
Frank,
County.
I'm talking right now. I'm getting down and soulful right here talking about him and the PM crowd.
I'm sorry.
And how much fun they have
soulful.
Here at Johnny Long Enough Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Out of almost 300 plus retail vehicles last month.
Last month, 300?
Him and the PM,
Congratulations.
You know, Hanley, one of the best decisions I think you ever made, and that was, pretty much...
Taking you on in the show.
Just, I mean, tackling me, you know, at that race car.
Hold on, hold on, no, no. That's not how it happened. That's not how it happened. It's not how it happened. I didn't tackle you. Hey, be on the show.
Kind of did, you know. In between the you know, 6 or 7 hot dogs you had that
okay,
day.
You know,
oh, wow.
First of all, here's how you know that's a lie. There's no video evidence of that because I do not eat hot dogs except at a ball game if they're burned or in my own house if they're burned on the grill. So we know I didn't have 6 or 7 hot dogs. He just threw, he embellished the story.
Yes.
I'll tell people right now exactly what happened. Gateway Racetrack on a Saturday, I meet John. Thanks to Timmy, his son. And after we meet, John says, what would it take for me to get on the show? And I said, I really don't have room for another sponsor. And John reached in his pocket and pulled, I've never seen such a wad of money.
Yeah.
And it was in cash in hundreds, I think 20 grand. And he said, maybe this will change your mind. And I said, yep, it does. And now he's on the air.
Oh,
that's a true story.
It's not. Hit me up against the corner. I kind of said, you know, I think Joe Buck walked in and had finally saved my life. Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, as soon as Joe Buck walked in, boy, he dropped me like a cheap suit. Bam. Just,
hey, it's Joe, not true either.
Joe Buck is AM in the PM,
yeah,
by the way.
Yes, he is.
He is a great guy.
Yeah.
Super, super guy. You didn't watch any football this weekend?
I won't.
Oh, is this playoffs?
Yes.
Wild card?
It's just playoffs.
Since you mentioned football, hey, I'm going to read this later, but if you want to read one of the greatest columns, Christine Brennan in today's USA Today rips Stan Kroenke apart. This is so good. I'm going to read this later. Boy, does she tear him up.
Good.
It's terrific.
Well, the guy's just a jerk.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, a lot worse than that. And by the way, he's like impossible to look at. I mean, he's butt ugly. I cannot believe.
But you know what? I'm glad he's ugly.
You got that much money? Do something with it. Like, go see the best plastic surgeon and do something with that ugly mug of yours, man.
No, I disagree. I want him ugly because if he were really good looking and had that kind of money, then we'd really hate him. But look at Richard Branson. Look how ugly that guy is. Look at the guy. Shoot, I just lost his Larry Ellison or Oracle, the multi billionaire. He couldn't be ugly. I think that when you have that kind of money, you should at least be ugly.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get it all.
And he has a horrible toupee.
Oh, that toupee. I will say he could afford a better piece of hair than that. And it's one thing to be a jerk, but when you add to it acting and sounding and looking like one, but I guess when you have 40 billion, whatever it is, you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, and you're spoiled, little spoiled brat and stuff.
And I don't think he cares. If he read this thing that I'm going to read later in USA, he probably didn't even read it, or if somebody called it to his attention, he didn't care. He just didn't care. And I don't know that he should.
But, this Kroenke's a jerk. And if you remember, he exercised his right to buy the Rams in, like, the last hour or two. And the parts mogul that owns Jacksonville Jaguar, Khan, you know, he wanted to buy the team.
Yeah.
And, Kroenke had the option to buy out the remaining portion of the team from Georgia Frontier, from the family estate there.
Right.
And then to rip St. Louis, he's never been here. I just heard the mayor come out and say, all these years, I've never met the guy. Now, how can you not even have a football team in a town you've never met the mayor? Don't you think he just, hey, come on up to the box.
Now, I didn't know that. So the mayor has actually never met Kroenke.
Everybody has never met an opponent, never.
Wow.
Yeah, the contradictions between what was in that, you know, application they filled out and the actual truth. Yes, it's ridiculous.
When the Final Four was here some years ago, this town just puts on a show. I mean, this is a great town. Do we have some issues? Yeah, we do. I think right now we might have some issues with some leadership, but, you know, someone's got to stand up and just promote what that phenomenal city, county, the suburbs. I mean, just you look at areas like the First Chesterfield, but, you know, Kirkwood, Glendale, Webster Groves, hey, Florissant, Missouri. Ferguson, Missouri, coming back strong. It's a great town, man. You know what? And we got this Midwest value where we work hard. Yes, we like to play hard, but we're good people, man. You just saw how people come together when there's devastation like these floods, and how people, strangers, come and help sandbag to try to save someone's house. So it's a great community. This guy's a jerk. We will find somebody that will bring a football team here, or maybe buy him out and get somebody in here that will be a figurehead.
Well, first of all, he doesn't know anything about this town. He couldn't, because he's never really been here, spent any time here. Here's the other thing. It's one thing to talk about a town. If you live there and you've lived there your whole life or most of your life, then you got some credibility. He hasn't. He doesn't live here. He doesn't come here. He doesn't visit here. And I just think that what makes a town great is the people that live in that town. Now, yes, if you're visiting from out of town, it's nice to have a zoo and a water park and whatever. But what makes a town a great place is the people around you and the people that are your neighbors. And he wouldn't have any clue what that's about.
No. Get rid of him. He's ugly. Hey, Auto Show around the corner, the 28th to the 31st, you know, at the Edward Jones Dome. So we'll have some tickets here soon, but we got Auto Show additional incentives, $750 additional dollars for the Auto Show on 16 Equinox. It's on 15 Equinox, but we haven't had a 2015 Equinox in, I think, about 2 months. I got a ton of other 16 Equinoxes, $1,000 bonus cash on Traverse, Cruise, Malibu, Cruise Limited. So great, great, great time to come into Johnny Lawn Up Chevrolet, up to $14,000 off Silverado crew cab, double cabs. But he got me fired up, not talking about this cronky. He's just a jerk. Another thing is, I know this guy.
You okay?
The coach of the Blues, Ken Hitchcock, I know you're out of town, but I just think you need to step down. And there's a guy that's on the bench by the name of Kirk Muller, that is younger. He's played and won in Stanley Cups. I think the players love him. These are the Blues players. I don't know if they just don't like Coach Hitchcock. And it just shows.
They're just
not having fun, man. They're just not having fun playing hockey. There's way too much talent on this team for the last few years, and especially this year's team, not to win hockey. But you got to be motivated. You got to be pumped. I mean, that's the thing that we do here. We motivate our people. You know, we make them feel happy. I want them to come to work. They want to be excited to come here and take care of the great AM and the PM crowd. So that's enough.
John, you're a friend of the show, and we like you because we like you. We're going to edit out something you just did. Nobody will ever hear it. You cleared your throat, and when you did, some gas escaped. Mm-hmm. We're going to edit it out. So one...
Yeah, guess what?
Did it again.
Oh, man. Careful.
Yeah, you did. You don't realize.
Careful.
Because to you, you're close to your mouth and covered up the sound of the gas. But we're not going to let people even hear that. They won't know it. I'll play you back what we're cutting out, but they won't hear it. Here it is right now.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Thanks, Ryan.
Here it is.
Oh, man. Wow.
You know,
be careful.
You're like a kid, okay?
Yes, I am. Okay? That's exactly right.
I'm
an 18-year-old, right?
Doesn't Ken Hitchcock look like Captain Kangaroo? He looks just like
him. Yeah, you and I have texted each other back and forth. Yeah. I think Captain Kangaroo do a better job. Sorry. That's all I got.
Well, we know somebody's doing a great job at your place. Lots of somebody's there are doing a great job. If somebody wanted to call, what would the number be?
314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at lawndup.com. You're talking to only 200 dealers in the country, 200 Chevy dealers. There's over almost 3,500 Chevy dealers in the U.S., Chevy Elite. So we just won an award, Chevy Elite status. Third year in a row.
Only 200 out of 35.
And we sold almost 2,000 new cars and trucks for 2015, and we're going for 2,000 plus new cars and trucks in 2016. But it's also based on customer satisfaction. So, you know, that's the one thing. You know, you're never going to hear me bragging about being number one. If you do, you know, we're number one. We're number one of taking care of the AM and the PM crowd and taking care of our customers.
There you go.
Like that.
There you go. All right, we're going to send some people your way. The rest of today. Tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you too, John. Bye-bye. Yeah. Edit that out, because I don't want people to hear when he cleared his throat like that. I have to do a quick bit of business, and we're going to be so far behind, never get caught up. Scott Sherman's coming in next hour, and I have something I want to ask Scott about, and I want his take on it. And I think you'll all find it, I hope you will find it interesting, and I hope we can, I'll get into it later. It has to do with the police. It has to do with police officers and cops. And they've been under a microscope lately. I'm going to throw something at Scott, and I'll set it up so that this is my way of keeping you listening and hanging on after the news. What I have to do now is talk about Amini's and tell you where they are. They're in Chesterfield Valley. They're actually down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
I had a little extra song.
Wow, you did.
You know, I saw Tony Bennett recently. I didn't talk about it. He was
really?
In town performing. Yeah, and he had been in Amini's. I interviewed him. You want to hear a little of it?
Yeah, love to.
You know, Frank, when I was in St. Louis recently, I discovered a great store down in, I believe it was called Chesterfield Valley. Wow, that place is something special. And this Amini's. You know, when I realized I was down in the valley, I couldn't help but see, down in the valley, valley so low. And then I thought, I didn't leave my heart in San Francisco. I left my heart at Amini's, Chesterfield Valley. I rewrote the song because of that great store. That's a cool place, and I'm glad I discovered it. This is Tony Bennett, everybody, for Amini's.
Wow. There's another one in our play for next year.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah. We have to put him in
I
there.
I know.
So here's the deal. It's in Chesterfield Valley, has a copper top, and inside is a collection of merchandise, wonderful things you won't find. You'll find some in other stores. There's a store somewhere with patio furniture. I'm sure some of it at that other place is junk, and some of it's good. They eliminate the junk. They don't sell junk at Amini's. This is all high-end stuff. And you can go in there and spend a couple hundred. You can actually spend less than that. You can spend $10 in there. You say, how could that be? Well, I went in there the first time I ever went in to get some chalk, pool cue chalk, and some shuffleboard ice. Okay? That was not that much money. You spend a few hundred, you can spend several thousand. But whatever you buy at Amini's will last and last. It's not junk. And it's going to make your home either more beautiful and or a lot more fun. And bring the kids because they love it when they play pinball or arcade games. Not only do they not mind, they love it. Amini's, please go in and tell them, even just to look around, that you're AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. AMINIS, Amini's.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, drivers on southbound 270 are having some problems right now from Highway 40 down through Marshall Road. You've got a crash with injuries blocking the two left lanes. They've cleared the crash on northbound 170 at Natural Bridge. It is kind of heavy in pockets between Highway 70 up through 270. Eastbound 270, it looks like the crash at McDonald is clear. We're slow now from midway between McDonald Lindbergh through Highway 170 and eastbound 40 downtown. We're slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by WGU Missouri. Get to know WGU Missouri with bachelor's and master's degrees in teaching, IT, business, and nursing at missouri.wgu.edu. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, it's Martin Kilcoyne from KTRS. Community, that's what St. Louis is all about. It's why we partnered with SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital on the first annual Heart and Soul event, Saturday, February 6th at the Carmel Room at Bissinger's. Grab your Valentine and come out for dueling piano performances, cocktails, fun, and great food, all to help heal the hearts of Cardinal Glennon kids. That's Heart and Soul, February 6th, presented by Keeley Companies. For tickets, visit glennon.org.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Damian Girard here, your host of the Girard Realty Show, which airs every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS at 3 o'clock. o'clock in the afternoon. The purpose of the Girard Realty Show is to bring together experts that you need when buying, owning, and selling real estate. Everybody that's involved, from the mortgage professional to the home inspector, but also we have local interest promotions. We have national trends and news about real estate in general. And basically, we try to have a good time and talk about real estate in St. Louis area. So tune in every Sunday at 3 o'clock to the Girard Realty Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Real in the Big One at the Let's Go Fishing Show this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collegeville. Shop over 100 vendors, including fishing boats, rods, reels, tackle, resorts, and free seminars. Meet fishing pros Todd Faircloth and Brent Chapman. Go to letsgoshows.com for coupons and more info.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
Jennifer Lopez returns to television drama in NBC's Shades of Blue. The critics call it sensational and addictive. Don't miss the premiere of Shades of Blue tonight on NBC.
All right. Don't like to get too political here, but I don't care what side of the aisle it comes from. When these people act like they're one of us, like my kids are, I want them to be. Hillary now is doing the grandmother thing, using the grandma, saying she's running because she wants a better world for her granddaughter. Hey, I got news for you. Your granddaughter is not going to have to worry about anything. She's going to have a ton of money. It's not going to be the same for her no matter what. When they do that stuff, it's just, it's called pandering. And they do it on both sides. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Mr. Price and his wife Candy were with us last night. Mm-hmm. They were with our group. And this is their fourth, I believe, time to go with us on our trip. And we're thrilled to death that we are. Maybe over time, I'd love to have all the advertisers go. And you know why they can afford to go? Because business is good, and you know why business is good? Because of you. You folks who have gone to Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, made it clear your AM and the PM, and then let them do what they do so well. And that is true. And I did it again. I had a letter right here that I wanted to read from Michelle. I'll save it for next week. One of the most terrific testimonials. And this is from work that Thompson Price's people did last year. She said, I don't know why it took so long to write this, but wait, I'll make you wait till next week. Wait to hear what she says about the master bathroom that was remodeled by Thompson Price.